USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Democrats.
We're ready to go with a big infrastructure bill if they're ready to approve it. We're also ready to lower drug prices very substantially. We did last year. Was the first time in 51 years that drug prices, prescription drug prices, went down.
Speaking to some governors at the White House, the president also touted the North American trade deal and the first phase of the trade accord with China. President Trump will be in New Hampshire Monday night for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart. Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart and was killed during a gun battle with officers. The Dow gained 174 points to finish at 29,276. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Presidential hopeful Tom Steyer says he'd significantly raise the minimum wage if elected. While campaigning in South Carolina, Steyer says he'd raise the minimum wage to $22 an hour. Other Democrats in the race have proposed a minimum wage of at least $15 an hour. A former first couple have something new for their trophy case. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The film American Factory was produced by former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle, and it was streamed on Netflix. It won the Academy Award for Best Documentary on Sunday night. It tells the story of an abandoned General Motors plant in Ohio that was reopened by a Chinese billionaire. But the film shows how optimism when the huge plant reopened turned to disillusionment and anger as the Chinese management imposed strict exhausting demands on workers and fired those who didn't comply. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gas prices are continuing their downward trend. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The price of gas has dropped the past 2 weeks, with regular now down to $2.53 a gallon nationally. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the coronavirus is impacting oil prices.
OPEC is quite concerned that falling oil prices greatly risk their livelihood, and the ministerial guiding committee influencing their plans wants to see a production cut of another 600,000 barrels per day, but the key collaborator Russia has not agreed to such a deep cut.
The most expensive gas in the country is in San Francisco.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the polls Sunday for the season-opening Daytona 500 next weekend, putting his new team, JTG Doherty Racing, in the NASCAR spotlight for the week. Stenhouse joins Fox News and talks about the pressure of having the pole for the Daytona 500.
You definitely feel a little bit more pressure, but you also feel a little bit more confident as well because you know that you have the fastest car down at the Daytona 500 coming up next Sunday. So we're ready to go. I'm anxious, and you know, now we got to sit until Thursday. We race our duels on Thursday night.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.